Residents in the tiny town of Leith, North Dakota, are on edge. That's because a white supremacist is planning to turn the town into a place for whites only. And this weekend, he's invited members of one of the nation's largest neo-Nazi organizations to visit Leith with an eye toward turning that vision into reality. Meg Luther Lindholm has this report.
When you stand in the center of Leith, North Dakota at high noon, you don't hear cars or people. What you hear are crickets. The town sits 3 miles off the nearest paved road. Many buildings are held together by rotting boards and slabs of concrete. At the urging of residents, the county health department has condemned several of them. It's part of an effort to stop Craig Cobb, a white supremacist, from easily moving others like him in to take over the town and its government.
He knows that those people that he's inviting to this town are full of hate.
Bobby Harper lives right across an alleyway from Cobb. He's the only black resident in the town of 24 people. Harper was prepared to tolerate Cobb as long as he kept to himself. But he's angry now that Cobb has invited other white separatists to join his effort.
He's bringing his people in that doesn't like me just because of my race. And that's not the way it should be.
Leith has been in decline for decades. The railroad, schools, and most of the town's businesses and residents are gone. When Craig Cobb moved to Leith last year, he had already purchased 12 properties. He's given most of them away to people who are notorious in the white separatist movement. He gave one to a former Ku Klux Klan leader and another to Jeff Scoop, who leads the National Socialist Movement. It's one of the nation's largest neo-Nazi organizations. Cobb invited Scoop and NSM members to visit Leith for 2 days starting this Sunday to showcase his vision of an all-white community.
It would be extraordinarily beautiful when people enter the town, particularly at night, because we will have floodlit flags from both the bottom and the top of all the formerly white nations of Europe. We will probably have the National Socialist hunting flag with stag horns and a very small swastika in the center, very discreet.
Cobb's plans don't end in Leith. He's planning to take over other towns roughly adjacent to the state's oil fields, like one near the Canadian border called Al Cabo.
A little bit like Al-Qaeda, but Al Cabo, a town up in Divide County.
Gregory Gordon, a law professor at the University of North Dakota, says Cobb should not be underestimated.
Well, I don't know that he's quote-unquote dangerous because I still think he's pretty marginalized. I don't think we should take him lightly because he is very much into glorifying and promoting violence against racial minorities.
But human and civil rights laws will more than likely put a brake on Cobb's all-white vision.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1968, and possibly even 1965, dealing respectively with access to public accommodations, voting, housing, those I think would all apply.
Still, the residents of Leith aren't feeling hopeful. Several say their best chance of saving their town may be to legislate it out of existence. They are considering dissolving the town's council and transferring control to the county. Longtime resident Bethany Haberstrow says it's a painful choice.
It's sad seeing a town die off, but what's heartbreaking is to see a town struggling with the decision of dissolving its government because an extreme hate group is wanting to take over.
I'm not leaving.
Bobby Harper says he won't be driven out.
They got to do something very, very drastic to me to make it unsafe and uncomfortable for me. Right now, I don't see it happening.
A protest against Cobb and the NSM is also being planned for this weekend. The town's mayor says his fervent hope is for peace on both sides. For NPR News, I'm Meg Luther Lindholm.